The Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 47. Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, for the house faced east. And the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south of the altar. And he brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate by way of the gate that faces east. And behold, water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water, water reaching the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and led me through the water, water reaching the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and led me through the water, water reaching the loins. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen, enough water to swim in, a river that could not be forded. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me back to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river, there were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said to me, These waters go out toward the eastern region and go down into the Arabah. Then they go toward the sea, being made to flow into the sea, and the waters of the sea become fresh. And it will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live. And there will be very many fish, for these waters go there, and the others become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes. And it will come about that fishermen will stand beside it, from Engedi to Eglaim. There will be a place for the spreading of nets. Their fish will be according to their kinds, like the fish of the great sea, very many. But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. And by the river on its bank, on one side and on the other, will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear every month because their water flows from the sanctuary, and their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. Thus says the Lord God, This shall be the boundary by which you shall divide the land for an inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions. And you shall divide it for an inheritance, each one equally with the other. For I swore to give it to your forefathers, and this land shall fall to you as an inheritance. And this shall be the boundary of the land. On the north side, from the great sea, by the way of Hethlon, to the entrance of Zedad, Hamath, Berotha, Sibraim, which is between the border of Damascus, and the border of Hamath, Hazer-Hatikon, which is by the border of Hauran. And the boundary shall extend from the sea to Hazer-Enan, at the border of Damascus, and on the north, toward the north, is the border of Hamath. This is the north side. And the east side, from between Hauran, Damascus, Gilead, and the land of Israel, shall be the Jordan. From the north border to the eastern sea you shall measure. This is the east side. And the south side, toward the south, shall extend from Tamar as far as the waters of Meribeth-Kadesh, to the brook of Egypt, and to the great sea. This is the south side toward the south. And the west side shall be the great sea, from the south border to a point opposite Lebo Hamath. This is the west side. So you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. And it will come about that you shall divide it by lot for an inheritance among yourselves and among the aliens who stay in your midst, who bring forth sons in your midst. And they shall be to you as the native born among the sons of Israel. They shall be allotted an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it will come about that in the tribe with which the alien stays, there you shall give him his inheritance, declares the Lord God. Chapter 48. Now these are the names of the tribes. From the northern extremity, beside the way of Hethlon, to Lebo Hamath, as far as Hazar-Enan at the border of Damascus, toward the north, beside Hamath, running from east to west, Dan, 1 portion. And beside the border of Dan, from the east side to the west side, Asher, 1 portion. And beside the border of Asher, from the east side to the west side, Naphtali, 1 portion. And beside the border of Naphtali, from the east side to the west side, Manasseh, 1 portion. And beside the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west side, Ephraim, 1 portion. And beside the border of Ephraim, from the east side to the west side, Reuben, 1 portion. And beside the border of Reuben, from the east side to the west side, Judah, 1 portion. and beside the border of Judah, from the east side to the west side, shall be the allotment which you shall set apart, 25,000 cubits in width, and in length like one of the portions, from the east side to the west side. And the sanctuary shall be in the middle of it. The allotment that you shall set apart to the Lord shall be 25,000 cubits in length, and 10,000 in width. And the holy allotment shall be for these, namely for the priest, toward the north 25,000 cubits in length, toward the west 10,000 in width, toward the east 10,000 in width, and toward the south 25,000 in length. And the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in its midst. It shall be for the priest who are sanctified of the sons of Zadok, who have kept my charge, who did not go astray when the sons of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And it shall be an allotment to them from the allotment of the land, a most holy place by the border of the Levites. And alongside the border of the priest, the Levites shall have 25,000 cubits in length and 10,000 in width. The whole length shall be 25,000 cubits, and the width 10,000. Moreover, they shall not sell or exchange any of it, or alienate this choice portion of land, for it is holy to the Lord. And the remainder, 5,000 cubits in width, and 25,000 in length, shall be for common use for the city, for dwellings and for open spaces, and the city shall be in its midst. And these shall be its measurements: the north side, 4,500 cubits, the south side, 4,500 cubits, the east side, 4,500 cubits, and the west side, 4,500 cubits. And the city shall have open spaces: on the north 250 cubits, on the south 250 cubits, on the east 250 cubits, and on the west 250 cubits. And the remainder of the length alongside the holy allotment shall be 10,000 cubits toward the east, and 10,000 toward the west, and it shall be alongside the holy allotment. And its produce shall be food for the workers of the city. And the workers of the city, out of all the tribes of Israel, shall cultivate it. The whole allotment shall be 25,000 by 25,000 cubits. You shall set apart the holy allotment, a square, with the property of the city. And the remainder shall be for the prince, on the one side and on the other, of the holy allotment and of the property of the city. In front of the 25,000 cubits of the allotment toward the east border, and westward in front of the 25,000 toward the west border, alongside the portions, it shall be for the prince. And the holy allotment and the sanctuary of the house shall be in the middle of it. And exclusive of the property of the Levites and the property of the city, which are in the middle of that which belongs to the prince, everything between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin shall be for the prince. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west side, Benjamin, one portion. And beside the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west side, Simeon, one portion. And beside the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west side, Issachar, one portion. And beside the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west side, Zebulun, one portion. And beside the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the west side, Gad, one portion. And beside the border of Gad, at the south side, toward the south, the border shall be from Tamar to the waters of Meribath Kadesh, to the brook of Egypt, to the great sea. This is the land which you shall divide by lot to the tribes of Israel for an inheritance, and these are their several portions, declares the Lord God. And these are the exits of the city. On the north side, 4,500 cubits by measurement shall be the gates of the city, named for the tribes of Israel. Three gates toward the north: the gate of Reuben, one; the gate of Judah, one; the gate of Levi, one. And on the east side, 4,500 cubits shall be three gates: the gate of Joseph, one; the gate of Benjamin, one; the gate of Dan, one. And on the south side, 4,500 cubits by measurement shall be three gates: the gate of Simeon, one; the gate of Issachar, one; the gate of Zebulun, one. On the west side, 4,500 cubits shall be three gates: the gate of Gad, one; the gate of Asher, one; the gate of Naphtali, one. The city shall be 18,000 cubits round about, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord Is There. The end of the book of Ezekiel.
The Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 2. Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, with whom he is pleased." And it came about, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem, then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. And when 8 days were completed before his circumcision, his name was then called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days for their purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, 'Now, Lord, thou dost let thy bondservant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.' And his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed. And a sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.' And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with a husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. And she never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayers. And at that very moment she came up and began giving thanks to God, and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. And the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And his parents used to go to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And as they were returning after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. And his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan, and went a day's journey. They began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, looking for him. And it came about that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And he said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.